two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, few rays of sunshine, 54 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. We now know the name of the woman found dead in Pleasant Grove overnight. Police have identified her as 40-year-old Nikki Deinhardt. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins team coverage.
According to an affidavit of probable cause, the suspect identified as 21-year-old Gage Deinhardt told police he was the victim's son. Gage told officers where they could find the gun near his hoodie. Both items were recovered around 500 North, 100 East. We are also learning that the victim's husband told officers Gage had gotten mad and demanded money from his mother, the victim. She, the victim, said she was going to go get money, then drop Gage back off at the bar. A witness, a neighbor, said he heard two shots fired and tells police he observed a male shoot the woman, then saw the male running away from the scene. The suspect was later arrested and faces investigation of murder and obstruction of justice in the death. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah domestic violence advocates say this kind of violence isn't just between dating or married couples. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz, who reports domestic violence is often about power and control.
One in three Utah women will experience domestic violence in their lifetimes, according to experts. And domestic violence advocates say that's not specific to just between a couple married or dating. Executive director at the Refuge Utah shelter in Utah County says sometimes that abuse can look like a victim being cut off from other emotional support. But she says there is always hope and help for victims, including the state's 24-hour helpline.
That is called the Link Line, and you can reach it at 800-897-LINK. It runs 24/7, 800-897-LINK. In three separate officer-involved shootings, Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says officers involved were legally justified in using deadly force. Gill walked through the evidence today for shootings in West Valley, Sandy, and West Jordan. Our top national story this hour, the Department of Justice says it will put all of its resources into investigating last Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo.
Last weekend's attack was a painful reminder of the singular impact that hate crimes have not only on individuals, but on entire communities.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says they're going to use every resource available to ensure accountability. The CDC is looking into 180 cases of hepatitis in children. It's more than double the number that was reported just 2 weeks ago.
Since most of the hepatitis-infected children are under five, too young for the COVID vax.
Vaccines are very low on the suspect list and very unlikely in terms of having a direct effect.
The CDC's Dr. Jay Butler says of the affected children needing liver transplants,
there are 15 that have been reported to date of that 180.
Six deaths, but none since February. The doc says the tests are being done to see if there's a link with various common viruses or previous COVID infections. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two instances of monkeypox in the U.S., and possibly a half dozen more, the CDC is trying to confirm. Most Americans have never even heard of monkeypox.
Monkeypox is thought of as a less severe, less transmissible relative to the smallpox virus. And we've seen a couple of cases here. Luckily, the risk of getting monkeypox is still low and the prevalence is still rare.
That's ABC's Darian Sutton. Worried about your backyard bird feeder with the current spread of avian flu?
When it comes to songbirds, the bird flu isn't really a concern, according to wildlife experts. The birds you usually get in your backyard feeders and bird baths are not the ones spreading this particular avian disease. So no need to stress unless you have backyard chickens, because they can spread the bird flu. Experts recommend just taking the bird feeders down for now if you do have chickens.
That's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. The Department of Wildlife Resources does recommend giving your feeders and bird baths a regular cleaning with soap and water. Many Utah farmers are rebounding from the COVID pandemic. Some are doing better than before.
Reagan Emmons is the coordinator for the Utah Farmers Market Network. She says people saw empty grocery store shelves at the start of the pandemic.
And I think that naturally led to maybe these systems that I have always relied on are not as reliable as I always thought they were.
She says some people then turned to farmers markets. And Emmons says it seems like those new customers have stayed.
I think that's why we're seeing higher sales than in the past.
Some markets have struggled. The St. George Downtown Farmers Market is pushing back its opening because they don't have the funding. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
We have some good news this afternoon. Good news about the dog that was reportedly thrown from a car last week. South Salt Lake Animal Services reports Malin is doing great, but Animal Services says it may be 2 months before she's well enough to be adopted. There are a lot of people lined up, ready to be her forever family, and that is good news. KSL News Time, 4:35.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.